Hi there, my name is Jingwei Hu from Huazhong University of Science and Technology in China. I'm sorry that I cannot make it to US because of the visa issues. I take this screen record to kind of present our paper. I hope it works, and I hope that this is not too boring. Sorry again for the inconvenience. If you have any questions, please give me an email. Here is the outline of my talk today. I'd like to first give some motivations and the background of our work. Then I go to the key questions that our work attempted to address. And followed by the ideas that our work captures, and then I'll conclude this talk with some remarks. Here we go. So what is the motivations of the access control update? We found an incomplete list of the scenarios that call for updating the access control systems. Otherwise, the system may go wrong. The first scenario we found is that when the system did go wrong, that is when there are misconfigurations or bugs in the system, we need to update the system so to correct the mistakes. As we know, the system are managed by the human, and human beings can make mistakes, especially when the system grows large and complex. For example, when the system is managed by multiple administrators. So it is also reported that more than 50% of unauthorized accesses results from misconfigurations. So in this case, we need to update the system. And the second scenario we found is that as an administrator, we may assign a new employee with some permissions to enable their works or enable them to finish some tasks. When the access control system does not support this assignment, we may need to update the system as well to some extent. And the third case we found is that ideally, we expect the access control system to meet certain properties, such as anyone who can use the printer is a member of the lab. This is a typical property we want the access control system to meet. However, if an access control system was not designed with these properties in mind, It may be the case that all properties missed in the system, not to speak of the system dynamics. And finally, when the system requirements is subject to change, updating appears to be necessary. However, we often I often make an assumption explicitly or implicitly that a human can see ahead of time whether an operation should be allowed. Actually, we may have to admit that policy itself is uncertain. Even if we could create a correct policy, this policy would not remain correct for more than a few days. So in all these cases, we may have to update the system to some extent so that the system can function normally. But with the need to update the system, we may just manually update the system. So why bother to find a way to automatic update? In other words, what's the matter? What's wrong with the manual update? Actually, there's nothing wrong with the manual update. It is just inefficient. Suppose we need to update the system. So we first observe the system and some constraints that the system needs to comply with. So we devise some kind of plan and try it. So we take the system to another new state, but we don't know if this new state is the desired one, meeting all the constraints. So we check the constraints, see if it is. If unfortunately the state is not the one we are pursuing, we have to undo some operations, to start from the very beginning again. So basically, this is a trial and error approach. For large and complex systems, we may fail to achieve update after several trials. In this case, one question is that, is the update achievable at all? On the other hand, suppose we are able to finally manages to update the system without violating the constraints. In this case, another question arises, that is, how different is the updated system from the original one? Or are all the changes necessary? So without an automatic update, we may find it difficult to answer these questions and to do the update. In this work, we work around the role-based access control systems. Here, I just give some brief introduction to this role-based access control. The idea is quite simple, that is to assign users to roles and associate roles with permissions. For example, take this picture as an example. U1 is assigned R1, and U2 is assigned R1 and R3. Because R1 is assigned to P1, so the user U1 have the permission P1. If you are interested in this access control model, you may find plenty of materials in the literature. I do not go to the details. So with the motivations to update the system, we found that manual update is kind of inefficient. So we try to devise some tool to make the update automatic. So what do we want when we update in the system? Here is some key questions we try to address when we were doing our work. The first one, of course, is what is our objective? Here we focus on the permission assignments. That is, for example, assign this set of P5, P8, P9, this set of permissions to a set of users, while a set of roles. However, to do this update. Another question is, who is to implement the update? An administrator cannot do whatever he or she wants to. It is common that there exist some administrative rules to regulate the administrator's operations. That is, administrators have limited administrative power, and a proposed update does not make any sense unless the needed changes lie within the administrator's capabilities, especially when the multiple administrators are involved, the case is much more complicated because there might be dependencies and interactions between administrators. So in this case, we want to know who are going to implement the update so that we know what update plan can be used to finalize the system. The third question we try to answer is what's the effect of the update? What's the system behavior? To answer these questions, we define kind of user permission and range. If we set both the lower bound and the upper bound to the permissions that the user already has. Then the update is transparent to her or him, so that the user will not be aware of the update, so they can perform their works as before. And on the other hand, if we specify the reasonable bounds, we could keep the system working fine to limit the extent that the update bring about to the system. The fourth question we try to address is that what's the tolerable changes could be made to roles and the role hierarchies. These two notions are very important in the role-based access control system. A role is defined in terms of permissions. For example, a student role can be viewed as the set of permissions such as use printer, use lab, blah blah blah. Briefly, there are two ways to define roles in role-based access control systems. The first one is called the top-down approach. The administrators define roles according to its semantics or its meanings or the system organizational structure and so on. The other approach is called the bottom-up approach. It used techniques such as data mining to discover the permissions that a role should be assigned to. Of course, these two approaches can be combined to discover the to define the roles. But there are two questions. Can the role definitions be changed as needed? Now, of course, we cannot change the role definition arbitrarily. Another way. Is the case that no change can be made to the role definitions at all? The answer is also no. So we may change the role definitions to some extent as well. The same idea applies to the role hierarchies. The fifth questions we try to address is, if we find, no matter manually or automatically, we find an update, we might wonder if this update is optimal. By optimal, we focus on whether if this update is minimal. By minimal, we mean that is that all the changes are necessary. Here is an illustration of the idea of minimal update. Suppose the black circle is the original state, the system state that we want to update, and there exist three qualified update states denoted by the green ones, and other red ones are disqualified states. So S1 is less different from the original state than the S2. So which one is better, S1 or S2? In our opinion, S1 is better because S1 is the minimal update. But why minimal update is more preferred? We argue that the minimal updates may cause few difficulties for the administrators to understand the new system state. And also, minimal update may possibly preserve more previous analyzed results and computational stuff. And lastly, minimal update is also desirable when a kind of mechanism like authorization recycling is deployed in the access control implementation. So in this case, we may want to pursue the minimal update, but there are some trade-offs to make. We want to design an automatic access control policy update tool, and we face with the previous mentioned questions. How do we address these questions? Here is our idea. We want to enable the administrators with some kind of high-level specification language. For example, here is a specification that an administrator make. The first line is what is the update objective? That is to assign this set of permissions to the set of roles. This corresponding to the question one, and this line indicates who are going to implement the update. This corresponding to the question two. And the user permission constraints is used to limit the system effects of the update. This corresponds to question three. And the restricted role constraints and the role hierarchy constraints are designed to answer questions to enable administrators to specify their requirements about question four. And finally, the administrators may want to presume the minimal update. This is the question five. In our tool, we want the administrator to specify their needs in this specification. And given this specification, our tool can produce an update if any. So our tool is based on the mode checking techniques. You guys may be familiar with mode checking. I just give some very basic intuition of mode checking. Any mode checker take two inputs. The first is the system descriptions describing the system behavior, and the second input is the property that is the property that we want to check. With these two inputs, the mode checking around simulated the system. If the property holds, the mode checker would report that it is so. Otherwise, the checker would generate a counterexample to explain why the property does not hold. We just utilize this counterexample to construct updates. Here is the idea of our updating tool while mode checking. Of course, the system now is the RBAC system. The property we want to check is that the requested update is never reachable. And we feed these two inputs to the mode checker. And if the property holds, that means the update is never reachable. Otherwise, the mode checker will produce an counterexample. From this counterexample, we may construct the update. With this basic idea, we implement our tool, role updater, to facilitate the access control update. Here is the overview of our tool. A high level update request is first simplified by the transformer and then inverted to a set of new SMV programs. New SMV is a mode checker, by the way. And then we invoke the mode checker new SMV to check the programs. If a counterexample is generated, we can construct an update from this counterexample. However, if we are directly translating the update request into new SMV programs, the new SMV would easily crash. To mitigate the problem, we perform a set of reductions beforehand to mitigate the problem. Yeah. Before is how we do the update. We mentioned that we may need minimal update. Here is the idea how we compute the minimal update. Suppose again the black one is the original state and the green ones are the qualified updates and the red ones are other disqualified states. Suppose with the black initial state, the updating algorithm generates S3 as the update. How do we know S3 is the mini one or not? So we search the space between the original state and S3 to see if there is another qualified state. This time, we take S3 as the original state and search the boxed space. Suppose we find S2 is an updated 2. Still, we do not know if S2 is minimal. And the program runs recursively. This time, we have a smaller search space. Suppose we get a S1 as an update. We must go on to test if S1 is minimal or if there is anyone closer to the original state than S1. Of course, the search space becomes further smaller. The updated algorithm this time reports that there is no update at all. Hence we can conclude that S1 is the minimal. I just briefly give the ideas of our tool. Since we cannot have the face-to-face talk, I just like to conclude this talk by some remarks. We present a tool that accepts the answers and accepts and answers high-level update requests. We also do some experiments with the synthesized data. We do not have the real-world data. However, the synthesized approach is also prevailing in access control world. I do not go to the details of experiments. The efficiency of our tool is okay, though not very good, considering the use pattern of the updating. Further optimization are underway, but the experiments do reveal some relationships between the efficiency and the parameters that our tool takes. For example, the number of rows a user is assigned to have a big impact on the efficiency. As future work, we may extend our administrative model to take more practical systems as examples. And we also like to consider the composition of the update, see if there is any a sequence of update request. That is my talk. Thank you for listening. And if you have any questions, please give me an email. Thank you again. Bye bye.
Yes, I think it's appropriate to thank our authors.